Vayter in Shasvir and Daf Yud Tes, picking it up on Yud Chesma Beis with a brand new parak, third parak in Maseches Tainus. So until now, we were dealing with ideas about, let's say that we don't have rain at a certain time, starting from like Mechesvan, it doesn't happen. Then we have a series of three fasts, and then we have another set. Finally, we have this intense seven sets, we have a set of seven fasts, which gets increasingly more intense. Now we're going to jump into other ideas when we start fasting almost immediately. We're going to see now a list of five different things when we go and we start right away and we jump into fasting. Seder, Tanyos, Elu, Ha'amor, Berevi Rishona. Everything we just spoke of until now, this is talking about Berevi Rishona, meaning the first rains. When the first rains didn't come, when they didn't come in time, Rashi says, Im Over Zman, it passed the time, Berevi Rishona, the first rain, Shel Yor, Velo Yudug Shaman, Mis Anan, Vahochen, Kiseder Zed, like we discussed. About Smach, but what happened if we have another type of circumstance? For example, number one of the list is, About Smachim Shishanu, if we go ahead and we have stuff that comes out of the ground, that grows, tzemach, tzemachim, plants. Rashi says, shenishtanim min hagam tachas chita, yotzechoch, I think I pronounced it right, tachas saora, b'isha, shalo, b'asha, shalo, yuchitim, b'shibolim. Let's say it starts to grow, but it starts to grow in a really weird way. So it starts to grow something which is quite unusual. In such a case, then, masvina le miyad, we start to cry out right away. We don't wait and do like a whole spiel for this to get worse. As that Rashi we're reading ends off by saying that we don't wait a little bit, but rather miyad, we start right away. Masriyan olay miyad, afil b'rishonos, shakol chomer achronos, knowing behem, all the stringencies of the later fast happen right away. V'chein, shapasku gishamim bin geshem legeshem arbaim yom, also let's say we have 40 days between the first rains. It rains and then it stops for more than for 40 days. Then we got a problem. The second rain doesn't come. Masmin aleim, then we go to restart right away. Mipnei shehimakas batsoris, because in such a case, this causes a problem with the food supply. Gemara is going to explain that a little bit later. Yardu letzmachim, let's say it starts to actually go ahead and it's raining, but it's raining for only particular stuff. Rashi says, the Gemara also is going to explain what this means. Avalo yardu le'ilan. Let's say it goes down in order to go ahead. There's enough rain, this type of rain, which is good for the crops, but it's not good for trees. Or le'ilan, it's good for trees, lo tzmachim, but it's not good for crops. Again, we're going to explain this is like light rain and heavy rain. Lezel, let's say it does both. Avalo leboros lesichin ma'aris, but it doesn't go for all the different storage centers that they have for water to go into holes and ditches and caves where they would keep the water. Masrin alim miyad, then we go ahead and we jump in right away. V'chein ir shalo yordu ale geshamim, let's say you have a whole city which rain doesn't go ahead and fall over there, but it falls in the stuff which is around it. Rashi says that kigon shehimtir beir zu bechaverta loymitzir deklalahi. In such a case, it's considered a curse. The chesiv of the pasuk says v'mtarti al ir echas v'al ir achas loymitzir. Going to rain, cause rain to come in one place, but not in another one. The chelka achas timater, one field is going to end up having rain for it. And in such a place, in such a matzav as well. Beep, turn the page. I tried to beep the one. Beep, turn the page. Your testament aleph. Osa ir, that particular city that didn't get the rain over there. Misana misraamas. Misraas, it goes, it starts to fast. It starts to cry. Chosvi hosan, everything that's around it. Misanas v'lomasios. They fast, but they don't have to go. They don't start the crying out shtickle. Right? They fast. Why? Because of the fact that the people that live there are going to be coming to them. They have no food over there, so they're going to also have a problem over there. Rashi says, "Ufika chmasana shosair shalu yordu alei geshamim teilich likenos atavua bosair v'yov barav." It's going to end up causing famine by them. Rabbi Kiva Omer the opposite. He says, "Mesriyos shalu masanos." He says, "No, what they do is they cry out, but they don't end up actually fasting." V'chein ir sheyish ba dever o mapoles. And now we have this is the last case of that we're spilling out over here, number five, and that is that if you have a city which you have dever, which is some disease that starts spreading, or you have what's known as mapolis, Rashi explains that you have a matzav where shechomosev, a batam noflas beruach, where buildings start falling because of winds, very intense winds that come by. In such a matzav, osa ir misana misras, that city goes, they fast, they cry out, v'chol tzviosem, misanas v'lo misrios. They go and they fast, but they don't cry out. Rabbi Kiva, like we said before, he also flips this and he says, masrios, v'lo misanos, they cry out, but they don't fast. Okay. Wow, Ezu Derev, what's considered Dever? Ezu Dever, what is Dever? This thing which loosely, which translates as pestilence, as disease. It says, Ir Hamutzia Chamesh Meos Ragli. If you have a city, that you have 500 people that go ahead that live over there. V'yotzim imenu gimel mesim. And of the 500 people that are there, yotzim imenu gimel mesim, begimel yamim zechazeth. Three people end up dying in 3 days in a row. Hariz Dever, that's called Dever. Pachos Bekan, less than that, in Dever, it's not considered Dever. It doesn't reach the status of what we call Dever. Okay, Viter. Now we're going to go through a list of things, bad things that happen that everyone everywhere is going to fast. We're going to see over here 5 different cases. Here we go. So, al elu masrin b'chol makom, these type of things that a person would go in their crowd in every place, no matter where you is. Rashi says, im yiru, let's first break it down. So here we go. Al shidafon. Shidafon is something with this type of betavuos, Rashi says, with the grain. There's this type of wind that goes ahead and affects the grain in a negative way. Vali yirakon, or something which is known as yirakon, that it goes and affects the crops, that there's a drought, that it makes that the grains become this yellowish greenish color. Vala arbe, vala chasil, arbe and chasil, two different types of locusts. Vala chayara, or of dangerous animals. Rashi says, Mishachelas Bani Adam is a bad animal. V'ala cherev, or cherev, which means literally just means the sword, which is referencing soldiers. Rashi says, Chayolos Aholchen Laharugu Lahashchas V'chol Makom. We have soldiers that are passing through and just killing people. Masri and Alayan, these things, we go ahead and we start right away. We start to go ahead and in such a circumstance, everybody starts. Masriyan aleha, v'preishi makam halechas. It's a maka which is mehalechas. What is it, mehalechas? It means that it goes and it travels. It's going to go from one place to another. It starts over here, but then it can also end up by you also. So everyone has to start and go ahead and fast. We have some stories that bring out these points. Ma'is ha'sharet v'zakenim yushalayim le'oreim v'gerzu tainis. It was a time, one time, when the zakenim, these are the elders, the great rabbis, they came from Yushalayim, and they went to all the different cities of Yushalayim, and they said, and they're in Eretz Yisrael, and they said that they have to go ahead and they have to fast. Rashi says, in Eretz Yisrael, al shenira kemlo pi tanor shidafa ma'asklon, they saw that there was this type of shidafon, this type of wind that was affecting things negatively, but it was a tiny amount and only affected a little bit. But they know that what can happen is this can suddenly turn into it can start small but end up being very big. So therefore, you have to go ahead and the fast. Oh, gozu time is another type of fast that they set up. There were these two wolves that ate these two kids. By the yarden. Rabbi Yosi says, lo al she'achlu. Not the fact that she ate them. Ela al she'niru. The fact that they saw them. Rashi says, ubo ba'ir, that they're coming in the city. And if they're willing to come to the city right now, that's bad news. Therefore, you got to start getting on with these fasts. Now we're going to see a few cases. We're going to see 3, maybe a 4th, which is going to get knocked off, of when we do this even on Shabbos. So, like the Mishnah, Al Elu Masrim B'Shabbos, these are things we go and we cry out even on Shabbos. Rashi says, Be'anenu, we say Anenu on Shabbos. Al Ir Shikifu Anachim, I'm a town that the Goyim came along and they totally surrounded it. O Nahar, if you have a river that goes ahead and it flooded the area. Al Asfina Mitarefes, Bayam, if you have a boat that's going to capsize, it's going to sink. These are things that we go ahead even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Amri says, La Ezra v'lo Tza'aka. He says, we do it La Ezra for help, but not Litza'aka, but it's not considered like tefillah. We saw this earlier, this concept, because if it's something we don't do for davening, but we call out that we should be helped. Shimon Temani Omer, he comes and he says, Afal Adever. He adds another one and he says that there is another one that we add on over here, and that's even for Dever, we do this on Shabbos. For Hodul Cham, they weren't masking to him. All right. Al Kol Tzara Shalotav Al Tzibor, for all different Tzaras that shouldn't happen to the Tzibor, Masmin Aleim, we go ahead and we fast for them. Chutz Mirov Gshamim, except for when there's a lot of rain. And we're talking about, Rashi points out, that not that it's messing things up in a way that it's destroying stuff, but rather we're talking about that it's really annoying to have all of it creates mud and it's hard to travel and all that kind of stuff. That we don't go ahead and try to stop. And everybody says, Ma'isa, there's a story time. Shamrullah L'choni Amagol, the story that came to Choni Amagol. Choni was the one who made the circles, literally the circle maker. It was Ispal Shiyod Gshamim. They came to him and said, Davin, that should be rain, because because they didn't have rain. Amalam, he said, Su'uvach nisu tanur psachim, you better go in and bring in all of your ovens that you're getting ready, that you're cooking with, you're getting ready to do the Karbanos Pesach in, because we're going to have a lot of rain. Rashi says, Shehem b'chatziros, and the chatziros are made of cheres, without on the social, yamuku b'ksham, they shouldn't get all messed up in the rain. B'shishlo yamuku, again, like they shouldn't go ahead and melt. Hispalav alayu d'ksham midavin, and rain did not come. Ma'asa, what did he do? Og uga v'amud b'socha, he made a circle, and he stood inside of the circle, v'amar l'fanav, and he said, Ribono shalolam, b'necha samu p'nehem alai. Your children have put your face to me. In other words, they came to me. Why? Because I'm like a ben bayis by you. I swear by your great name. I'm not leaving from this place until you have mercy on your children. So rain started to come down. It started to drizzle. Amar said, "Lo kach shalt." It's not what I wanted. I want to have tons of rain that's going to go out. It's going to fill up all of their water sources. There was a crazy storm that happened. Amar says, "Lo kach shalt." It's not what I wanted. El gishmi rutz and brachel nedava. Really positive type of rain. Yardu kitiknam. Then it started happening. Atzi yotzi Yisrael. Yerushalayim lahar abayis b'pnei Hashem till Yidden left Yerushalayim that started going to Har Abayis because of the rain. In other words, they had to go to a higher area because there was so much rain. Bova Armelo, and they came and they said, "Kishem shesbadal talaim sheyardu." Just like you daven the shakam, kachas palo sheyilcholam. Also daven that it should stop because it's too much. Armelam, he said, "Tzuru'u im nimchis evinatoin." Go see if the water is so high that it covered over even this particular stone. This stone, Rashi says, was a type of stone, Evin Toin, Haisub Yerushalayim, B'chomisha Avdol Aveda, about anyone who lost something, they would go ahead and they would go over there. That's where everyone would hang out, and they would give their simanim, they'd find, it was like a lost and found. So they go, and they said, go over there and tell me and take a look, and it was in a high area. So he said, go tell me if it's covering over there also. If that's the case, then it's a problem, I'm going to stop it. If not, then not. Shalach lo shimim ben shetach, the shimim ben shetach said, mali choni achalni ata, if you wouldn't be choni, you know, choni, gozrani alecha nidoi, we would have put a nidoi against you. We would have put you in cherem. Why? Azai chutzpah, speaking of the Ribbono Shel Olam in such a way, Rashi says, Lafisha, like Rashi, tzarich atal is nados, meaning Lafisha, shriach, because of the fact that you are matriach, lefne amakom al isik shamim, lo kach shalti, kama pa'amim, kavod amakom kvodo ravu. How can you say Ribbono Shel Olam? I didn't ask for that. Avalta, ma'eselcha, how can I go and do anything to you? Shatam mischate lefne amakom, that you go ahead and you're doing like a sin towards Ribbono Shel Olam, that you're behaving in such a way, Rashi says, purpaish belaz. Atosa Rashi, Lazi Rashi explains, Atosa Avil, that you're behaving in such a way towards a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But he's listening to what you're doing. It's like a ben, like a kid who doesn't speak respectfully to his father, but still at the end of the day, what happens? The father still does what he wants. And you, the pasuk says, the father and the mother should rejoice, and may the one who gave birth to them, well, should be happy, right? So unbelievable. You know, you speak such a way that you're born some, but it's fine. Okay, now we're going to start to see what happens if they daven, they fast or something, and it actually works. They start getting rain. Do they stop? Do they not stop? When do they stop? How you miss Anna? Let's say they were going ahead and they're fasting, and they started from earlier in the morning. And it starts to rain before Netzachama. Although they don't have to finish the fast, they could stop right now, it's fine. But if it does after Netzachama, Yeshlimu, they have to go ahead and they have to finish off the fast. They're not allowed to go ahead and stop right there at that moment. Rabbi Leah's army says, "Call them chatzos." He says, "If it's before chatzos, lo yishlima, then you can go and you can stop as long as they're lacha chatzos yishlima. But it's, if it's after chatzos, so then you have to go and you have to finish it off." Maisa, a story time. She goes to tiny's below. They made a tiny's in Lod. Viardula migsham kol chatzos. It came before chatzos the rain. And what happened? Amar lehem Rabbi Tarfon. He says, "Su ichlu v'shasu v'asu le'am tov. You can go. You can eat. You can drink. Make a yontif. You're good. You can stop." Viyatzu v'alchav v'shasu v'asu. Yom Tov, they did such a thing. Ubo bein arbayim v'kor halal ha-gadol. And then in the afternoon, they went and they sang halal ha-gadol. They started to sing the great, great halal. Zokt the heilige Gemara. Impressive. 14 and a half minute Mishnah. Say the Tanya Yosei Elo Amr. Now, this is the thing of the fast. We said earlier, Revir Roshona, it's all talking about the Revir Roshona, if it rains, if it doesn't rain by the first, you know, time. Uraminu. So Uramini comes along with the Gemara and says, what do you mean? Revir Roshona, Shnia Lishol. If we have by the first rain and by the second rain, then we go at Lishol. We go and we daven. We ask the Ribono Shalom to come and help us out. Rashi says, "Yafa pisha lo yodu gushamim lo berishona v'lo b'shnia lo yim s'anin el shol." And they wouldn't go and they wouldn't do fast. They would just ask. Vakashin masnisa to katani say to tani oselu haver v'yir b'shona b'raisa adadi. It's a kasha on the ones that says that we do such a thing. That we said what we already started fasting at this stage, but we say now that it says revir shonu shnei lishol shlishes l'stanos, and only when you get to the third one that you go and you start to fast. So what is it? Do we go already by the second, or do you got to wait till the third? Rav Yehuda, he says, Hachikam, this means to say, Seder Tanyos Amar Imasai, when we go and we speak of the concept of different Tanyos, when is that so? Bezman Shiyotz Revir Rishonu Shnei Shlishis. This is talking about when the first, second, and third rain already passed, for Lo Yudu Gushamim, and then the rain didn't yet fall. As Rashi says, Hachi Kamar Ukagon Revia Rishona Shnei Shlishis De Kule Yora Karele Revia Kach Shamati, that the entire set is called the Revia. So it doesn't mean the Revia Rishona meaning the first of those three. It means all three of them is considered the first. Alviyadu Gesham Revia Rishona that fell during one of those Vizaru Velot Samchu, and then they went ahead and they planted stuff, but it didn't grow. Inami or Kesat Samchu Vachazu Vinishtanu, or it grew, but then Nishtanu it started growing in an unusual way, Masrian Alei Miyad, then we start to the fast Shtiklach immediately. Amr Rav Nachman comes along, Rav Nachman. We know the Mishnah says, if it grows unusual, we start to cry out. He says, Dafka Nishtana. It's only talking about if the plants start to change. There's some sort of change, right? Rashi says, Zuchi Nishtanu Vadehu de Masrian Miyad. So, Chlespal, Shayach, Sir Biyofi. We needed to go back to its original good, positive state. Aval Yavshu Lo. But if it starts to dry up, that was not the case. Lo, Rashi says, Lo tzarach, the mekan ve'elich lo yoil. It's not going to help. V'habit tefila shav. It's called a tefila shav. Afilu yavshu kishen chitin adayin dakin. Afilu hachilo masvien. Which means say we're in the norm of a realm of normalcy. If it starts to change and go bad, then we can still dive and fix it. But if it already dried out, sorry, nothing doing. This is gone. It says Gemara Pshita, obviously. Nishtanu Tanan. It actually, the Mishnah says straight up, Nishtanu, when it starts to change a little, but not when it's dry. So what's Pshita? You have to say this out. Lo Tzvicha De Akun. We're talking about a case of when it was Akun. Rashi explains it's talking about Sha'alu Bekanash Nitkanu Ma'at Achash Nishavchu. After it dried up, it started to grow again from it a little bit. Ma'od Etame, maybe you would have said, Akanta Milsehi. The idea of when it's growing from the stalk is considered something. It's actually a big deal. And now it can actually get bad, so let's stop before it. Kamash Balan comes to tell you, nah, that type of thing, nothing's going to really come from it. It's considered Dunsky's and gone, so you don't go ahead and fast for such an idea. V'chein Shapasku, next part we said, V'chein Shapasku Gishamim being Geshem L'Geshem, let's say it started to rain, but then it stopped, and it was a 40-day break, that it didn't do it again, they do it immediately. My Makas Batsaris, what does it mean when it says that there's a problem with the food? Makas Batsaris, meaning that they're not having enough food over here, there's a shortage of food. Amar V'lam Rav, it means Maka HaMevili De Batsaris. It is a Maka, it's a type of wound, literally, like some sort of hit, that it's going to end. So in a massive, they're not going to have enough food. So there's going to be a shortage of food. Now, Amr of Nachman. Nachman comes and he explains. Nara anahara batsarta. That's considered a batsaris where there's a problem with food. That what are we discussing over here? That you don't have a lot of, Rashi explains, you don't have a lot of food in one city, but you can get it from another city by going through a river in such a massive that is considered a food story, a shortage. Beep, turn the page. Your testament base. Rashi explains, Batsorasi, Velo Rav Zu, Velo Rav, this is not considered a famine. Why? Because there is a place that they can actually get it. They can get boats and they actually work it out and they're good. Medinsa Amedinsa Kafna. But what happens if it's one Medina to another Medina? That's considered what we call a Kafna, otherwise known as straight up, my friends, we got ourselves a famine. This is when one city to another and one country to another country, the only way to get it is you got to go ahead and you got to take a long, nice journey. You got to get animals to come carry all this food for you. That is considered like it's a famine. From Rebbe Chinina says, Sa'a besela u'shchicha batsorta arba v'lo shchicha kafna. let's say the price of wheat goes up like crazy, right? So it ends up being that one sah, which is a measurement of wheat, you get for one sela. But we're dealing with the fact that there's a lot of it there. And therefore, you can go and you're able to actually access it and get it. Rashi says, Ki zavni saw shelchita besela dahainu yoker umutsiluknas b'chol eis batzorta. That's considered a batzorta. That's called like a shortage. Arba'a velo shricha. But let's say the price of wheat is not expensive. You get four saw for a sela, but they don't have a lot of wheat that's there in the first place. Velo shricha, it's not considered shriach. Kafna, that's considered like it is a famine. We're going to break this down just a little bit more now and just remember what Chanina is talking about over here when he said that there's a lot of stuff there, but it's expensive, then it's not considered a famine. Amar Rav Yochanan, lo shana la bezman sha mos bezol uperes piyoker. This is only talking about where money is cheap. In other words, meaning to say people have it, they have some cash, but of a mos piyoker uperes, but even though it's mos is bezol uperes piyoker and the stuff is expensive, of a mos piyoker, let's say the money is expensive, meaning to say that there's not a lot of money out there. It's hard to get. Rashi says that ain mos mitsuyin lehen, they just don't have it, and Paris Bazal, but even though the stuff is not expensive, Masrin Alem Yad, you start crying out immediately. This is considered like now we have a famine going on. This is a full-fledged famine. Damar Biochum, it says, Nihirna kad havu kame dalit soin besela. I remember a time when Rashi says, Anizocher. Nihirna means Anizocher. I remember. Tosos also says the same thing. That kind of, I remember when there was four saw that you get for one sela, and but even though that was the case, since nobody had money to actually buy anything, people ended up getting so hungry that they didn't have the ability to go and do anything. That they were filling themselves up. They were becoming like swollen from the fact that they were so hungry. Okay, now yardu l'smachin of a little ilan. Let's say the little rain fell, but it rained for the smachin, for all the crops, but it didn't fall for the ilan, for trees, or the opposite. Right, then we said, or falls for both, but it doesn't have enough to fill up all their resources for water, their storage facilities, then we do it immediately. Bishlam letzmacha v'lilan, we understand that there's a case of rain can fall for crops, but not for trees. What's the case? Mishkachas letzmacha v'lilan, it's coming down very gently, but it's not coming down more harsh. That's going to be good for crops, but not good for trees. Trees need it harder. Lilan v'lilan, we're talking about a case when it's going to be good for trees, it's not going to be good for the crops when it comes down intensely. But it doesn't come down gentle. We also get a case when it's going to come for both them, but not those. Mishkachas lo, why? The asir razi v'nicha is intense and it's light. Miutu v'lo, but there wasn't a lot of it, so it doesn't fill everything up. So it's good for the trees. It's good for the tzmachim, for the crops, but it's not good for the storage facility, you know, stuff, because it just didn't do a lot of it. All right, so that's the case. But yardu laboros. And if you have a case of when the rain goes for all these different storage facilities, but not for the trees or the crops, how do you find a case like that? Like if there's so much water, it's filling everything up. So how did it not be good for either of those? Says the Gemara, da'asya b'shefichusa. When it starts to rain insane, like very, very intensely, in such a case, then there's going to be enough that fills up all the stuff, but it's not going to be good for either of these matzav, not for the crops, it's not going to be good for the trees. Tanarabanan. Now we said that masmin ala ilonus, that we cry out for the trees if it's necessary. When is that? Befros ha-Pesach. Meaning at the time of Pesach, Rashi says, Bimei ha-Pesach. Abor sichem ma'oros, im lo yodu lehem gsham, if it doesn't come rain. Abor sichem ma'oros, Befrosa chag. That's if it came around Sukkot time. Lahashkos zroyim vesa behemtam, and be able to should have the stuff to be able to go ahead and give for their crops and to give for their seeds that they have to plant and for their animals. The idea in terms of the first Pesach for the trees is that if the trees don't get rain by that time, so then it's going to start messing up the crops and the stuff that's going to come off the trees. And if they have water to drink, if there's nothing to drink, then we get cracking immediately. Hey, this is like a dire emergency. Talk about it. We got to drink. And what's considered immediately? Sheni, v'chamishi, v'sheni. Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Meaning, what do you just like jump into it immediately? Everybody start fasting, stop, drop, and fast. Right? Is that what it means? No. Miad means sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. They wait till Monday, Thursday, Monday to start the fast. Al kulam ein masmiyin aleim ella bifarchia shalehen. And all of them, where what's pshat that we cry? We cry in the place that actually got affected. Rashi says, kol elu, all of these, b'fachas shehem, ba'osam malchus, shekolu sham, me boru sichen moros. That particular place that lost out all of the, that lost out all the water that they need. Rashi explains what it means for all of them, Al-Kulan, and all of them only cry about their particular place. It says it's talking about whether there's not enough rain for the trees, there's not enough rain for the water, there's not water, there's stuff that's there, there's not enough drinking water, all this kind of stuff. The Askara, when it comes to Askara, not a good disease to get. The Gemara speaks about Askara being like one of the most intense diseases, that basically a person's throat swells up, their tongue swells up, and they end up dying from it. If there's such a thing going on like that, then bizman sheyesh ba misa masvin elen, if it's going to go that it's making people die, so then in such a case you better start crying. Rashi says shemushalachas mahalachas amesim ba, it's on its way and it's killing, but bizman she'ein ba misa, at the time that it she'ein ba misa ein masvin elen, you don't start crying out. Masvin ala gavoy b'kolshehu, but you find gavoy, that type of locust, Rashi says, is mechalas tavu, destroys all the crops that it sees. So you got to watch out. If you see a little bit, they're on their way. Then you go ahead and you start right away, and you better get quick with it. Then Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Afal Chagav. Hold on a second. What I say here? Masvin al Govai b'chol shehu. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Afal Chagav. He says even on Chagavim, even on the other grasshoppers, even though there's a machlokas over there. Tana Rabbanan Masvin al Lilanos. We cry. We don't have enough rain for the trees. B'shar Shnei Shavua. This is during the other years of Shemitah, meaning not on Shemitah itself. There we go, and we cry out. Rashi says, the Shemitah, but Shemitah lo, the hefker ninu, all this stuff is hefker anyway, so you don't go and you cry out. When it comes to all these water stuff, then I feel b'shvias, even during Shemitah itself, we go and we cry out. Rashi says, kol shah, you gotta drink all the time. Even though it's gonna help the land, you still cry out. Says, even on the trees, you cry during shvias, because it gives parnasa for the aniyim, for the poor people who are allowed to take from this stuff over here. So you cry out for that also. Tanya Dach, if another Bryce would says, Masurin Alinos, we cry out for the Ilanos if there's not enough rain. Bashar Shnei Shavuah, for the rest of the years, not on Shemitah year. Alabarasa Sichel Maoris, Afila Bashvias, even on Shemitah, Bashar Gamli Alomer, Afal Ilanos, even the Ilanos, because Masurin Alinos, Svichin Bashvias. And he says, even weiter than that, that we cry out on Svichin, right? That's the stuff that grows out of the ground. Also, that there's not enough water for that also, because it's the parnasa for the aniyim, for the poor people that they get to actually eat from. Tanya, we have learned in the braisa, Amar Belazar ben Pratia, Meyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Nasa Gesham Tzimukin Leolam. It caused that the rains became less. We don't know if Rashi says Sherit Yodim Mikoshi. Right, this doesn't really come out as much. Yeshana sheg shemeha merubin. Sometimes a lot of rain. Yeshana sheg gishmeha muatin. You have a little bit. Yeshana sheg gishmeha yardim ismanim comes at the time. Yeshana sheg in gishmanim given time doesn't come at the time. Shana sheg gishmeha yardim ismanim lama udome. If you have a year of rain that comes out in the right time, what's it compared to? It's like an Eved who gets from his master, his Parnasa, that which he needs. What does that mean, his Parnasa? They didn't just get money. They got grain in order to make food. They gave it to him on Sunday in Yom Rishon. And he has enough time to go ahead and work it out and to bake it in order to have for the whole week. What ends up happening is that the dough bakes properly and it can get eaten properly. And that's what happens when rain comes at the right time. Everything works out. The crops start to grow in the right way. Everything goes in its right way. Shana Shein Gishmeh Yardim Izman Alamo Dome is something when the rain doesn't come down in the right time, what's it compared to? La'evet Shenosa L'Rav Parnasasa Be'erev Shabbos is like an Eved that his Rav gives into him his Parnasa on Erev Shabbos, Mamish. Nimtis Isa Nefes Shaloki Tikna Nechosh Tikna. What ends up happening is it doesn't bake properly because you have to have it ready by Shabbos. There's not enough time to get it. You can't eat it properly. It's not baked properly. It's like, dough that's like half-baked. Now, that could be good. Depends what you put in that half-baked brownie. Now, point there, the same thing when the rain doesn't go at the right time, things don't work out well, things don't ripen properly, everything's not good. Well, not as good as it could be. Shana Shigashmam, Rubin Lamoz. I mean, what happens when you have too much rain? What's it like? Levitch and Nusan Lurabu Parnasus with Basachas. Like when you have a lot of rain, it's like it gives them everything at one time. Now, this actually ends up being a good thing, right? This is talking about when you have a lot of rain, then it's like it gives them all the stuff at the one time. Now, why is this good? Nimtzu rechayim tochnos min akor, mashe tochnos min akav. You end up walking away in a much better matzah. How come? Because we know that what? A kor is the amount of 30 sa'a. A kav is 1/6 of that. Now, when they would go and put something on the millstone, when they would go and grind it, what ends up happening is that you always ended up losing some because stuff got stuck to it, it fell into the cracks or whatever it may be. So it's always worthwhile to do more at a time, at one time. Don't think that if I have, let's say, 6 pounds, that I do 1 pound at a time, that I'm walking away with the same amount that I'd be doing at 6 pounds. Because every one that I do, I'm losing a little bit. So it's better to do 6 pounds at a time, you walk away with more. So what ends up happening is, you end up walking away with a great amount. And the same thing with in terms of when you're needing it. The Nim says, it eats the same amount from a kor as it does from a kav. So you end up losing a lot less if you get it all in one time. So too, when rain comes in such a way, it ends up being much more significant. As Rashi explains, if the rain all comes at one time, it ends up being much more productive. Shana shekishmeh mu'atin l'ma'udam, what's it compared to? Le'evet shenasan l'rabu parnasos ma'at mat. It's like he gives him his parnasa little by little. Nimse rechayim mat tochonos menakor tochez menakav. It ends up the same thing. You end up losing a lot more than you would have if you got it all at one time. And nimse isa kamashin echaz menakor ochez menakav. It eats the same amount. And then you end up losing, like we said, instead of 6 pounds in one shot, you do 1 pound, 1 pound, 1 pound. You end up losing a lot more than you do 6 in a shot. Another thing we said, when there's a lot of rain, what's it like? It's someone who goes ahead and they need like K-N-E-A-D, meaning like you're needing something. You're like, you're needing dough. It's like you're needing tit, which is like cement. If you have a lot of water, the water doesn't get up all used, and then it ends up, the cement ends up, like the cement, it ends up getting done properly. If anyone here has ever worked with this type of cement before, you'll know what it means. So when you try to go ahead, just think about it in terms of dough, when you have water and flour, if you have a little bit of water, so then it gets all used up quickly and it's no good. If you have more, it ends up being done properly. If you have a little bit of water, it doesn't end up using properly. Story time. What happens? All the Jewish people are making their way to Alila Regal. Lishtos didn't have enough water to drink. Halach Nachdimon ben Gurion eitzel adon echad. Nachdimon ben Gurion was a wealthy guy. Rashi says Asher Gadol Haya is very, very, very rich man. A very rich, rich man. So what did he do? He went to some guy over there, and when he went over him, he asked him the following. Amar lo, Halveni shtemisrei mayonos mayim lo'olei regalim. Give me, lend to me 12 different wells that I can have to use for the people that are being olei regal. Vanitin l'chos shtemisrei mayonos mayim. I'm going to pay you back. That which you give to me, I'm going to pay back for you. Rashi says those mayonos didn't fill up on their own. They needed rainwater. So he was hoping what's going to happen is in the meantime, it's going to rain. Everything's going to work out. Ve'em eini nosin l'chon. If I don't give it to you, he says, don't worry about it. I'll give you a sweet deal. If I don't end up giving it to you, I mean, you know, nosin l'chon shtemisrei kikar kesef. I'm going to give you 12 pieces of silver. If a couple of those men, they set up a particular time, when it's going to happen, when he's going to pay him back. The time came, the day came, and it didn't work. The rain didn't come, and now he always has to pay up. He sent him a message in the morning, hey, pay up, bro. Give me the water, or give me the money that you owe me now. Give me like the silver stuff. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Literally means most sheishli, money that I have in your hand, or it's pay me. Shalachlo, he sent them back at Dayan Yeshlo. It's mine. There's still time. Kol yom kulo shalihu. The whole day is mine. Otherwise, I owe it to you by the end of the day. But Sarayim Shalachlo in the afternoon, he sent them the same message. Shagali omayim omos sheishli biadcha. Send me stuff for it to pay me back. Shalachlo, he sent them back at Dayan Yeshli shoes by yom. I still have time. But Mincha Shalachlo in the afternoon, he sent the awesome shagali mayim omos sheishli biadcha. Pay up or not, or else Shalachlo, he sent back to Dayan Yeshli shoes by yom. Still have time. Liglal Galav Osa Adon. That guy made fun. He's like laughing at the guy. He's thinking, I'm going to get this. Amar Kolosh Anakula Lo Yerdu Gesham. The whole year, there's no rain. And now all of a sudden, what do you think? Is going to pitom start to pop out rain? Beep, turn the page, cough them out. Achshav yerdu shamim. What do you think? Rain's going to start falling right now? It doesn't make any sense. Nichnas abis amerchatz besimcha. He went into the bathhouse in a state of joy. Because if you're going to, he's going to go in, he'll have a nice bath, he'll come out, he'll be loaded. Acha adam nichnas abis amchas lebis amerchatz. Well, he's going there. And akdimu nichnas abis amigdosh kishu atzov. He went into abis amigdosh and he was all sad. He went into the bathhouse, he's all excited, he's all happy, he went in all sad. He covered himself over, he put on a talis, and he started to go ahead and daven. And he says, you know that I didn't do this for my own honor. I did this for the people doing Aliyah L'Regov. He said, I did it for my father. He said, I did it for you. That's what I did it to me. And immediately, clouds started to fill the skies. And rain started falling. 12 things and more popped in. And what happened? The guy came out of the bathhouse. Like demon Ben Gurion, Yotzim Beis Hamikdash. He came out of the Beis Hamikdash. Kishapogu Zebazet. They met each other. Armelo. He said to him, "Tainli Dmei Mayim Yoser." She Yishli Yotcha. He flipped and he says to him, "Now, Nanak Demon says, hey, you know what? Give me. You owe me. You think I owed you? Now you owe me because there's extra water in there that wasn't there. Pay me." Armelo. He says back, "Yodea Ani Shelo Here Is Hakadosh Baruch Hu El Salamo El Bishvilcha." I know that Hashem only did this, and the reason why he did this is an order for you. The only reason why he did it is he wanted to help you. But you should just know something. You still owe me the money. I can still say, watch. I can get my money. Because my friend, Kfar Shakos Chamed, already was Shkia. So, sorry, man. You got to pay up. Sun already set. Gushamim, Birshusiyadu, fell in my rishos. Sorry. He went right back to Beis Hamikdash. Make it be known. People should know. Make it clear that you have people that you love. Immediately the clouds scattered. And the sun started shining to show, sorry, man, it actually is still the daytime and you got to pay up. That time he says to him, if the sun didn't pop out, I'd be able to talk. I would be able to get my money from you. Tana, and they taught the Brisa about this thing. His name was even Nakdimon, it was Buni. Why did they call him Nakdimon? Because the sun, Nikdura, like it broke through the clouds because of him, and that's why they called him Nakdimon, the thing calling breaking through. Okay, my friends, this is a long one. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.